Okay. And this week, it's a bit of a continuation, but on a different point. The Rambam mentions that in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, so the Rambam mentions that it's in Perek Aleph. He says that after he goes through the derech of the Ovda Barzara, so he says, Avotzur ha'olamim lo haya shim odom shehaya makiro v'lo yodo el yechidim ba'olam. Kigan Chanoch, Mesushelach, Noach, Shem v'yeva. So he says, al derech zeh haya olam holech mezgalu ha'chenolat amudo shel olam v'avram v'ino. Okay, so what I'd like to speak about a little bit is shame. Shame. The one that shame was different than Avram Avinu. He was not one that received the Ashgachas Hashem, that through him Kiddush Shema Agadol would take place. But he was an individual, a great individual, that was Makir Baro, Makir Hashem, and he was also Malamed. And in this week's Edge, everybody knows the famous Chazal that Vayisrotz Abonu Kirbo Vatomim Ken Lomaz Anochi Vatelech Lidrosh Hasad Hashem. So Rashi says that Lebeis Midrash Hashel Shem. Lebeis Midrash Hashel Shem. That's where she went. And it's Yonasan Ben Azil. Vazalis Leve Midrash Hashem Rabbah. L'mive rachamin min kadam ar Hashem. Okay. So, yeah. V'yom ar Hashem lo al yedei shaliach l'shem nema baruch hakodesh v'om alo. Okay, so she went to Beis Midrash Shel Shem. Why did she go to Beis Midrash Shel Shem? I mean, why did she go there? That we don't have easy access to that answer. But there's an interesting Tirgum Yonasan Ben Azil before, where it says that, in last week's Sedra, where it says that when Rivka came, Vayikach v'tekavna l'gmal v'telach nach reyish, Vayikach ha'evet es Rivka v'yelach and chayesora, chofdal samach aleph, and then samach beit, v'yishchak bo mi bo be'er l'chay roi, V'hu Yoshev Eretz Negev. That Yitzchak was coming from Be'er Lachai Roi. What's this? What was he doing in Be'er Lachai Roi? What's the Be'er Lachai Roi? That Be'er Lachai Roi was the place where Hogar was in the desert when Sarah threw her out. So she was that was the Be'er Lachai Roi. What is Yitzchak's Shaychus to Be'er Lachai Roi? What does Yitzchak have to do with it? Okay. So Tirgum Yonasan Ben Azil says, the Yitzchak havi osi mi bei midrasha, the shame, Rabba Ma'alono, the great Rav, the Vera of the bear, the Isgali Aloi Chai V'Kayon. That the Borei Olam, in other words, revealed himself there by the bear. And then he says, "The chomi v'lo mischomi." That Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the one that sees and is not seen. Okay. V'hu av Yosef ba'arad Roma. Okay. So apparently, and then it's interesting. Interesting is that later in the parsha, it says about Yitzchak. It says, "Vayhi achrei mos Avram." So, Tirgum Yonasan says, "V'yosev Yitzchak samoch levera de izgali aloi yikar chay v'kayom de chome v'lo eschome." Interesting. Chome v'lo eschome. That he sees and is not seen. So what is this? What is this be'er l'chay roi? That's what the Be'er Lachai Roi is. What does it mean? So, if you take a look previously by Hagar, so it says by Hagar that Vataneh Sora, Vatibrach Miponah. She Sora tormented her and she ran away. I saw Malach Hashem Alayna Mayim Midbar, and then she had Vayam Haga Shivcha Sora Emi Zevos. Okay, Vayam Malach Hashem Shuvi Al Griteich V'Sain Tachazidel. Vayam Malach Hashem Habar Bezarech Leisaf Merov. Vayam Malach Hashem Hinochar Veiladet Bnei. Then it says after these four Giluyim, so it says Vayuk Vatikra Shem Hashem Adover Eleho. Ato Kel Roy. That's where the name Be'er Lachai Roy came from. Atikra Shem Hashem Hadover Leo Ato Kel Roy. Ki Omra Hagam Halom Roisi Acharei Roy. Cryptic pasuk. Ki Omra Hagam Halom Roisi Acharei Roy. So Yonasan Ben Aziel says like this. He says Vodias Kodem Hashem. Okay, and she was Mishabeach before Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The membre mismalelo, because his words spoke. In other words, Ashgacha sent words that spoke to her. V'chein amoras, and this is what she said: Antu chai v'kayom, you are the one that is chai v'kayom, has true existence. Dechome, that sees v'lo mischame, and is not seen. Arum, because Amras, she says, Ho Baram Hocha is Gilias Yikar Shchinto Dar Hashem Basa Chazir. Okay. Because she says, Hocha is Gilias Yikar Shchinto Dar Hashem. Because she said, over here was revealed the Shechina of God Basa Chazir. Okay. So what was she saying, basically? What was the idea? In other words, she was Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Antu chai v'kayam, the chome v'lo mischome. Why was she saying chome v'lo mischome? I mean, of course, she didn't mean physically. She was, she knew that God is not physical. It wasn't mean chome v'lo mischome. So, because she said, it says, Bram hocha es galiyas yekar shchinta Hashem basar chazia. So she didn't, in other words, she didn't expect the gilu shchina over here. So the chome v'lom mischome means that she said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the roa, the one that sees and provides his hashgacha. But v'lom mischome means, and no human being is capable of knowing when the hashgacha will take place. You see? And that's what she said. She said, and Rashi really, Rashi really. After I was working on the Tig Menos, I saw Rashi really says it. Was Hagam Halom Roisi Acharei Roi Mi Loshin Tema the Chisvura Roisi Sheaf Halom Mendoros Roisi Shlucha Shalmakom Achar Roi Asam Bevesa Shalafrom. So what does it mean? It means to say that she saw the Ashgochas Hashem in Beis Shalafrom. Why? Because she understood that. Because that was the Ashgach of Lech Lecha. That was the special Ashgach of Hashem, the Kiddush Shmo Agadol, which was Avram Avinu, the Amudo Shel Olam, was chosen for that purpose. Okay, to be the vehicle of Kiddush Hashem. And that's why the Ashgach was with him. That's why the Ashgach was with him. So that's what she said. She said, that Ashgach I saw, but I never expected to see the Ashgacha once I left the Beis Avraham. And once I became simply a Yochid, not related anymore to the Ashgacha Hashem, to the Ashgacha of Avraham Avinu. So that's Hagam Halom Roisi Acharei Roi. Over here also, so she says, Antu Chai V'Kayam, the Chomi V'Lom Mischomei. She says, you're the one that sees all and provides his hashgacha to his brios, but la mischame, no one can know when and how the hashgacha is provided. That's what she said. Agam halom, for isi acharei roi. That was a statement. Al kain kara shema laber be'er lachai roi. Be'er lachai roi means the Beira de Isguli Alochai Vakayom. Okay? So, what she learned, what Hogel learned, was that the Hashgachas Hashem for the Yachid also. For the Yachid also. Outside of the sphere of the Hashgacha to Avram Avinu. It's an interesting thing. I got my long way. I can't go a little bit. I can't go. So it's interesting.
So
that's what
she
did. So apparently the Gilui Shechina was, because she had left. So she had left the Ashgacha. So since she left the Ashgacha, so apparently she wasn't deserving of any Ashgachas Hashem. But when the Ashgacha came to her, she realized it was that she deserved the Ashgacha, and it was for her. So the Ashgachas Hashem apparently was also for her as an individual, and that's the way. That's what she expressed that idea. That Ashgachas Hashem is for every yachid. She had the realization Ashgachas Hashem was for every yachid, and even though they're removed from the base of Avram, from the Ashgachas of Avram Avinu. Yeah, the pasuk says, yeah. At that time, Shuviel Yivimtech, Shuviel Gevirtech, Gevirtech Vesani Tachas Yodeha. Vesani Tachas Yodeha. Vayom Malach Hashem, Abba Zarech, Vayisof Merav. Vayom Malach Hashem, Hinochar Vayolanet Bain, Vikaros Shemo Yishmoel, Kishomar Hashem El Onyech. Kishomar Hashem El Onyech. So apparently it was because of her. It was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw her pain. So the Malach Hashem said clearly it was because of her. Okay? And after that, that's when she said, after the last Malach, Vatikra Shem Hashem Adover Le'ato Kel Roy, Ki Amra Gam Alom Risach Re Roy. So apparently it was because of her. Because at that point she wasn't carrying Ishmael. And Hinoch Hora, it means that Kishetoshuvi Tari. Kisham Hashem al Onyech. So apparently it was because of her. Somebody else could have. What's that? I mean, it's a pasuk. Shuvi al Gvidah Santa Zidel, Hinoch Hora Vialadit Bain. That was one of the four things. Okay, that was one of the four malachim. So, and then it says, "Yekishom Hashem al onyech." So apparently, so that was Kishom Hashem al onyech was because of her. That's Kishom Hashem al onyech. So that's why she said that when she saw it was because of her. So she said, "This is." Atokel Roi, this is the Ashgacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for every individual, and it's something which is Lomis Chame. It cannot be anticipated. A human being cannot know this. That was the concept, that was the idea of the Ashgacha Hashem. That was her idea. So, it's not a simple idea. It's a very high-level idea, because it means most people have a feeling that they somehow know where the Ashgacha is going in their lives. I mean, that, you see, is against what Hagar said. So now the pasuk says by Yitzchak, that Yitzchak bo mi bo be'er l'chai roi. So where, what was the be'er l'chai roi? That was the place where shame was. So apparently shame, he came from the basement, Drasha Shel Shame, Rabba was the Lashon? Rabba Ma'alona. Rabba Ma'alona Devera. Devera. The iskili aloi chai v'kayom, the chome v'lo mischome, v'hu av yosef v'arad roma. So apparently that was the place where shame was. So apparently the Be'er Lachai Roi became a place that was dedicated to Limud Hashem, for Hashgachas, to teach the ideas of Hashgachas Hashem for every Yachid. For every Yachid. The study of the Hashgacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to every Yachid. And that was Beis Midrash Shel Shem. That was Beis Midrash, and I mean, among other things, of course, Beis Midrash Shel Shem was to teach the whole proof of God and all the ideas, the correct ideas. But also, an integral part of that was the ideas of the Be'er Lachai Roi, the Chomei Volo Mischomei, which means the Be'er Lachai Roi, that the knowledge, the Yedias Hashem, insofar as he reveals himself to man outside of the realm of the Ashgacha of Avram Avinu. That's a separate limud, the Ashgachas Hashem to Avram Avinu, a separate limud. But there's another limud also. And that is the limit of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the limit of Hashgachas Hashem for every yachid, for kol boy olam, for every individual. That was Beis Midrash Shel Shem. That was the Be'er Lachai Roi. That was Beis Midrash Shel Shem. So it's interesting. So Yitzchak came from the learning of Beis Midrash Shel Shem. Beis Midrash Shel Shem. And Vayeshiv Yitzchak in Be'er Lachai Roi. And you see also that that's why Rivka Vayisrotzah Bonam Bekirba Vatomer Im Kain Lomo Zeh Anochi Vatelach Lidrash Esad Hashem. So where did she go? She went to Beis Midrash Shel Shem, because he was the one that was the melamed of Hashgachas Hashem with regard to a yachid, with regard to every yachid. So she had a difficult pregnancy, so she didn't think this has to do necessarily with the kiyum of the Havtachas Hashem. It was a personal problem. So Vayisrotzo Bana Bekirba. So she went to Beis Midrash Shel Shem to seek an understanding of what she could do about this situation. That's why she went to Beis Midrash Shel Shem, because she thought it was a personal, private problem. Okay, so she went to the right place. But then of course it was revealed through Nevuah that it wasn't something that had to do with her own situation, but it was a part of, and certain knowledge had to be conveyed to her because of her role in establishing Klal Yisrael. That, of course, was the answer, but she didn't know this. So first, Vatelach Lidrash Hashem, she went to the basement of Shel Shem. So, but apparently there's another interesting thing. And that is that, you see, Yitzchak learned in Beis Midrash Shel Shem, and so did Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu also learned 14 years in Beis Midrash Shel Shem Vever. So what does that show you? So apparently it shows you that the knowledge, in order to be one that is involved in the knowledge of the Bechira, in terms of the Ashgacha to Klal Yisrael, one must be involved, must have a full knowledge of the Ashgachas Hashem to every creature, every human being. And if one doesn't have that knowledge, they cannot be involved. They will lack in terms of the knowledge of Ashgachas Hashem to Klal Yisrael. You can't skip. That's why Yitzchak Avinu learned the Midrash Shel Shem, and Yaakov Avinu as well. Because without that knowledge, that's a primary knowledge of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to every yachid, to kol boy olam. And if you don't have that knowledge, so then the person can't really be involved in the knowledge of Hashgachas Hashem in terms of Kiddush Margadol, which is the Hashgachas Hashem to Avraham Avinu. That's a different, that system presupposes knowledge of the primary system. Knowledge of the primary system. Yeah. That's the Be'er Lachai Roi. Okay. Yes.
It explains beautifully why Shem.
That's correct. That's why he set it up over there, because that was the place where the Hashgacha revealed itself for Yochid. I mean, that's really what she said. Agam halom ro'is echarei ro'i. Like Rashi says, in the base of Rom, I saw the Hashgacha. That was Hashgacha Hashem to Avraham Avinu. But afterwards, I didn't expect to see the Hashgacha. So that was Hashgacha Hashem to every Yochid. Hashgacha Hashem to every Yochid is a separate science, and that's why Hashem set up the, according to Tigam Yonason, that was the place where he set up his Beis HaMedrash, Beis Medrash. Okay.
Is that why Yaakov was so worried after 20 years when he met Esav?
But you see, there were two systems existing at the time. That's an interesting thing. That there was a system that was endowed with the Avtachas Hashem and Hashgachas Hashem, which began with Lech Lecha Me'atzcha, and that was the system of the Hashgacha to Avraham Avinu. But the system of Shem was simply the system of knowledge of God, and knowledge of God insofar as Kol Boy Olam are concerned, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to Kol Boy Olam. It was two different systems. Two different systems. What?
Not the Klal.
Klal Yisrael was the knowledge of the Hashgacha to Klal Yisrael was exclusively Avram. Avram didn't have an opportunity to learn Hashem, but Yitzchak and Yaakov did. And apparently, like I said, I mean that's, and you can understand. I mean it's self-explanatory that type of knowledge is a prerequisite. Prerequisite to the knowledge of the Hashgacha, which is a higher, different kind of Hashgacha. Yes, Avram apparently had knowledge. Because Avraham Avinu was involved insofar as all his energies were capable of the Hashgacha Hashem to the Kaddish Shema Gadol Ba'olam. And Yitzchak went and learned by Shem at that time. Avraham Avinu didn't stop his what he did. That was the right thing. That was the appropriate thing. I mean, he went and learned by Shem. You know, doesn't have to learn Dafka from Avraham Avinu. That was the most efficient method to accomplish both tasks. Okay? And apparently the same thing's true with Yaakov. Okay. And now that's correct. The Avraham Avinu supported Shem, the Eden Lo Maisa Mikol. Yes.
Yaakov really didn't go to his bat Yisrael. He didn't really go and learn by Shem.
Yeah, so it was before he went to Lavan, which means after he received the brachas. Right? Vayikra Yitzchak al Yaakov v'vorchaso. Vayitzavev yamol asika chishim los kenon kum lech paden arom. Beisa besul avi imecho. Vakav chom isho minu isho ibnos lovan achi imecho. So after, then he gave him the brachas. He didn't look as big as Avram. Okay. So Vayishloch Yitzchak is Yaakov v'yelch paden arom. So then he was 14 years in Beis Midrash Hashem v'ever. So it means before the Hashgacha related to him insofar as he was going to be the one that's the Av, that's Maimed the Avos, that's Maimed the Shvatim. So it means that Limud was necessary. That Limud was, those years of Limud were a necessary prerequisite for the Ashgacha. In order to be a vehicle of the Ashgacha, he had to have that Limud from Beis Midrash Hashem Shem. Yes. Apparently it wasn't enough. That he had to go specifically, he needed 14 years of Limud in order to complete his knowledge before he could become a vehicle of the greatest vehicle of Klal Yisrael, which was because he was Bechir Shebavos. I mean, his Maimed all the Shvatim. So apparently, the level of, he required a certain level of knowledge, and those 14 years basically gave him that level of knowledge. And then he was able to have the Hashgacha then the Ashgacha could relate to him so that he could be Maimed the Shiftei Koh. That's really the concept of the Beis Midrash HaShem. Beis Midrash HaShem. It's an idea that's extremely significant, but it's many times been just overlooked. But the concept that the Ovos could not accomplish anything without reaching a certain level of knowledge in Limud. And that Limud was the Limud that they accomplished in Beis Midrash HaShem. And that was the Limud of Ashgachas Hashem v'chol bo'i olam, for everyone, universal. That knowledge is necessary. Those are the Yesodei Ados. And on that knowledge was built the Ashgachas Hashem and the special knowledge of Ashgacha, which is a different kind of knowledge. Yes? I mean, Yedias Hashem means how HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Bnei Ha'adam. So that's a whole knowledge in itself. I mean, it's all knowledge. You see, it's not a double portion. For instance, one of the reasons by Vatechenu Einav Meros by Yitzchak. So one of the reasons Rashi gives is that. Excuse me. Today, she yitol Yaakov as a brachas. Correct? Meros. Yeah. So Rashi gives a few. He brings down the medrash. So he says, "Dov racha kedei she yitol Yaakov as a brachas." So what does it mean? Kedei she yitol Yaakov as a brachas. So that's why he had to spend so many years in blindness. I mean. But you see, Ashgachas Hashem is not a simple thing. That the question that Chazal are trying to answer is, why did Yitzchak deserve to be blind for such a long time? I mean, so there are different answers. But you see, Ashgachas Hashem is not a simple thing. Why couldn't so Kadesh Yitl Yaakov as a bracha, so let him be blinded temporarily? I mean, why do you have to be blind all those years? But apparently, you know, that's a simple thing for us to say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do this and do that. That's because we didn't go to Beis Midrash HaShem. So we have silly questions. But you see that certain things, what the Chazal mean was that it was an impossibility. That without his being blind, the brachas could not have been conveyed to Yaakov Avinu. I mean, he said, of course, the Kosh Bracha could do nisvin aflos, but that's a person who's an ignoramus thinks in those terms. But a person who is a chacham knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just change the teva. And if the teva the person was that he had a condition that would lead to blindness, so apparently the Ashgacha didn't intervene because it was a necessary part of the plan for Yaakov Avinu in order to take the brachas. Otherwise, yeah, I mean, it's like I said, I mean, it's easy for a fool to think, imagine all kinds of things could happen. But a person that's a chacham knows that Darkei Hashem are not so simple. Are not so simple, and that was necessary. It was necessary. That's what that answer is. The answer doesn't mean, it doesn't give a full answer. It just says that was before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was necessary in order that Yaakov should take the brachas. There was no way out. There was no other reason. It wasn't an onesh. See, the question that they're trying to answer is, like I said, is why did he deserve to be blind? I mean, why should Yitzchak v'techeno aino of Meros? There's few answers. But most of the answers are not that it was an onish. Are not that it was an onish. There's only one answer in the Medrash that says that it was an onish. That was the first answer. Rashi doesn't quote that one. The Medrash says, because he was matzdik a Russia. Because he was matzdik a Russia. Esav. I mean, apparently Rashi didn't quote that Medrash. He didn't understand the Medrash in terms of criticizing Yitzchak Avinu so quickly. So perhaps he thought that the Medrash is doesn't mean it exactly that way, but it's an allusion to such an idea, but doesn't necessarily mean that it was because of that chait, that he had a chait like that, because you don't find that the Torah mentions a chait. But that's the only pshat that says that interprets that it was something lacking in on the part of Yitzchak. But others, in the other interpretations are happenings that occurred, and that's the way it had to be. That's the way it had to be. That's Goli V'Yadulafanav, and we don't know. We can only say that that's the way it has to be. But the way things, the science and the knowledge of why things have to be a certain way and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself, that is a full-fledged area of knowledge. And Beis Midrash HaShal Shem, that's where that knowledge was expounded. So it's interesting. I mean, the Medrash that we mentioned is an interesting Medrash. It says, because he was Matzdik to Russia. It's an interesting thing. I mean, we often think, so what's so bad if you... What did he do? So he treated Esau very nicely. Okay, all right. So what's so terrible? I mean, Mekarif him. But apparently it's not so simple. Apparently he didn't deserve that. And to be Matzdik to Russia is not right. It is not right. That a person, if a person is evil, and he shouldn't be matzdikin, because you're being matzdik evil, and that's wrong, and that's wrong. It's an interesting, very interesting medrash. Yeah. But nevertheless, the first medrash, the pshat is that it was some kind of a defect. But the limud is that a person is not allowed to be matzdik to Russia. That doesn't mean, in other words, there's a chazal that says that it's rachek mishochin ra. Chazal say afilu lekarva l'tara. An interesting chazal. Fill the cover with her. There are certain limits to what a person is allowed to do with a person that's a Russia, even to be Makarifim. There are limits. It's not just an area where there's no limitation. They say that any Russia, you can do anything you want as long as you don't harm anybody else. You can treat him in the highest way, anything you want, because you can always say you want him a car. That's a partial. There are limitations. That's what the Medrash says. Yeah, Vayiki Zokin Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Pasach, Matzdike Russia, Ekev Shochad. Yeah, Kol Mishen Notel Shochad, Umatzdik as a Russia, the Ekev, the Tzitka Sadikim Yasur Mimero. So, v'tzidka sadikim ze Moshe, yesur memenu ze Yitzchak. Al yidei shehistik es a Russia, ko einov. Because by Moshe Rabbeinu it says, lo chosu einov. So, over there it says, lo chosu einov. So, he will not have the benefit of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Yitzchak will suffer like Yitzchak. That's the chazal. That's the chazal. Al Yedesha Shehitznikas a Russia Koenov. Okay. Yeah, interesting. Interesting is the other pshat that Rashi quotes. That why was Koenov? So Chazal, the Medrash says that that the reason was because of the the medrash is like this. So that's the only medrash which ties to chasaran. But the other medrashim don't tie it to any chasaran, but they tie it to, well, in a way. I mean, it's an interesting medrash. Dovah acher. Vayiki zokin Yitzchak v'techena einov meraos. He became blinded from seeing. What is meraos? Dovrach emeraos mikoach osa reiya. From that vision, shebishor sheokar Avram Avinu as beno agabe mizbeach bochu malachei hashoreis. Hodu d'chsiv hein er elam tzarku chutzah. The nashu d'mos meinayim and the tears fell from their eyes, Latoch Einov, to his eyes, Voyer Rishumos Pesoch Einov, and they were impressed in his eyes, the Kivan Shehiskin Ko Einov. When he got older, so his eyes became dim. Okay. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. So what does Medrash mean? Famous Medrash. What does it mean? What does Medrash mean? That because of the Malachi Asharis. Because of the Malachi Asharis. The tears of the Malachi Asharis went into his eyes. It's an interesting thing. I believe the answer is like this. You see, and I have a raya from the next Medrash. What it means is that when he was nekar al gabei mizbeach, so what does it mean the Malachi Asharis were crying? The Malachi, what do you mean? Why were the Malachi Asharis crying? He was doing great mitzvah. So why were they crying? But what it means, the Malachi Asharis means the highest level of knowledge. You see? So it means that they were crying because the ki biyitzchak yikar l'chazora will not be mekoyim. You see? So, apparently, what the Medrash is saying is, that's what it means, it went into his eyes, that moment where the Hashgacha seemed that it would not, the Avtocha would not be fulfilled, somehow affected Yitzchak Avinu. That's what it means. Somehow affected him. See? It's interesting, the next Medrash really shows you that that's the idea of this Medrash. Why? Because the next one says like this, Dover Acher, Meros Mikoch Oso Horiyah, and it's similar, Shebeshoh Shokar Avinu Es Yitzchak Beno Agab Mizbeach, Tola Einov Bamorom Vehibit Bishchina. Vehibit Bishchina. Hibit Bishchina is bad. See, Mosh Lamoso Moshel, Mosh Lamor Dover Doma, the Melech Shoyim Metayel B'Pesach Pulatin Shelo. Melech was walking in his palace by an opening. The Tola Einov, and he looked. The Raw Bino Shel Oaval, and he saw the son of his dear friend Meitzitz Olav Barach Alon peering at him from the window. Omar, he says, Im Horgani Achshav Machria Ani Es Ovi. Says if I kill him now, so I'm going to compromise my friendship, you see, with my friend. Elo goes, Rani, she yistimu chalon osof. So I make exera that his windows should be closed. He shouldn't be able to look. So the matter says, Kach, b'shoa shehekir Avram Avinu es beno al gabe mizbeach tol eina v'hibit b'shchina. So Yitzchak was peering at the Shechina. So Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, im horgani achshov, so if I kill him now, he did the wrong thing. If I kill him now, so then I'm going to compromise my relationship with Avram Avinu. Oavi. Elagozani she yichu einov. The kivon she hiskin kohu einov. Interesting medrash. So what does medrash mean? So medrash means apparently that he was at that moment. At that moment, he was mabit b'shchina, which was not proper. But that's why I'm saying that that's really what the previous medrash means also, because it's davaracha, both medrash are almost exactly identical. But what it means is that at that moment, he lacked in knowledge of how the Ashgacha to Avram works. There was a lack in that knowledge. And that moment, he was affected. So apparently, there's two systems of knowledge. The system of knowledge, which is the system of knowledge of Ashgachas Hashem, al kol boi olam, that's the knowledge of shame. And then there's another system of knowledge, which is the knowledge of Ashgachas Hashem to Avram Avinu, and to Klal Yisrael. That's a higher system and a different system of knowledge. Apparently what the Medrash is saying of Zol Goyin of Demos, that there was some kind of a lack in that knowledge, in that higher knowledge. And that lack took place by the Akedah. That's apparently what the Medrash is saying. That's the Zol Goyin of Demos. So because of that lack in the knowledge of the Ashgacha, so was Kohenov. It was Kohenov.
Why did that only check him when he got older?
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. It says that it was there, it stayed there with him, and when he was older, it came out, it was expressed. So apparently that's in line with the Rambam. What the Rambam says is that a human being during his lifetime, in his youth, he has the greatest opportunity to attain Yedias Hashem. When he gets older, he gets weaker. So and if something is not accomplished at the early moment when he could have corrected the situation, so then when he gets older, it'll affect him. When he gets older, it'll affect him. So apparently that's what those two midrashim, interesting. I mean, the midrashim are critical. The midrashim are critical. But it was because of the Akedah. The Akedah was the event. But nevertheless, that's what the midrashim are saying. That there was some lack in his Yediyas Hashem, that the Akedah caused a problem in terms of his Yediyas Hashem, in terms of the Ashgacha, the Ashgachas Hashem, the science of the Ashgachas Hashem to Avram Avinu. And it's somehow some lack, some slight lack of knowledge affected him. Atechanein Amoros. I mean, that's an interesting thing. See, the Medrash over there says...
They may be related. I mean,
they are related. You're absolutely right. The Medrash, I didn't finish the Medrash, because the Medrash said that the reason why Rivka told Yaakov Avinu to go and to steal the brachas was not because of Yaakov, it says, it was because of Yitzchak. Because she said, there's the pasuk that says, just a second, pasuk that says that, pasuk says, In other words, Tovas as Gam Shneim means if you matzik the Rasha, and then you do the opposite for the tzaddik. So she didn't want him to be over that. She didn't want Yitzchak Avinu to be over that, because until now it was just Matzdik Esav. But now the comedy is not only Matzdik Esav, but he's going against Yaakov. He's being unjust with Yaakov, the tzaddik. So that's the process. Tovashem Shneim is the person who does both is Toeva. So that's what the Medrash picks up on.
Yeah, so
the Medrash picks up.
So it was a direct.
That's correct. I mean, by having him be blind, he was able to be right. That's correct. That's correct. Yeah. That's an interesting thing. But yes, that's a good question. Why physical blindness? It could be that the blindness was a simon for him to correct the situation. So therefore, he was able to, he was ultimately able to accomplish it. But the onesh, the blindness was a vehicle. The blindness was a vehicle. That's the mashal. That's why I said mashal lamar davadama, which means that he bit bishchino means he went beyond. I mean, that's why the pasuk vayaste Moshe ponav ki yore mehabit el olakim. That Moshe Rabbeinu, because of that, he he was zochah to the greatest gilui, greatest nevuah. But so vayaste Moshe ponav ki yore mehabit el olakim. It means he stopped himself from thinking. He knew that beyond this point I can't go. That's what I mentioned this week. That's the most difficult thing, because of that's what Chazal say. B'schus vayaste Moshe ponav. So he was zochah to have the ultimate, the highest nevuah ever. That any human being ever received, because I asked him, Moshe, was he knew to stop? Here I have to stop. I cannot go any further. But by Yitzchak, that's what the Medrash means, was he bit Bishchina, means he went too far. He went beyond. But your question is a good question. Good question. I think that's the answer. The answer is that the Vatechena Ein of Meros, that through that situation of blindness, he was able to go over and to correct the error. To correct the error. To correct the error. He was able to chaz b'tshuva and correct the error that he made at the Akedah. The error that he made at the Akedah. But it's an interesting, it's a very interesting, interesting midrashim. Very interesting midrashim. That, and both of them, I think, are pretty much the same. Are pretty much the same. The Zolgoin of the Mos, I mean, not Zolgoin of the Mos, the Zolgoin of the Vamvino. Inayim of the Malchei Asharis went into his eyes. That's what it means. It means that it had to do with the inability to understand and to comprehend Ki B'Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara, and now it's Halel Ola. Because of that lack of Yedia, there was something. I mean, we can't say what it's absurd for us to talk about Yitzchak Avinu and to say what the what precisely it was. As the Medrash just says, Derech Klal. It's Derech Klal that it had to do with the Zol Gedmos of Malchei Asharis, because that is definitely not. That was definitely because Ki B'Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara. That's why it was Zolgon and Mos. It wasn't just personally, he was doing a mitzvah. But it was because of that. And it was really, when it says Malachi Asharis, it means it was completely unintelligible. In fact, it wasn't true. But at that moment, it was thought to be true. And that's why the Malachi Asharis could not understand. Not the Malachi Asharis could understand everything, they don't understand everything. But nevertheless, I mean, what it means was unintelligible to the highest intelligence. It was unintelligible. And Yitzchak took part in that situation. But apparently, he corrected it later, but because after, that's what the Medrash means, closed down his windows. Closed down the windows, he'll realize that he made a mistake. He was wrong. And then he'll be able to correct the situation and to reach a higher level. But that's what I think the Medrash means. Yes? Yeah, that's a good question. What's the difference between two Midrashim? I would say like this. I would say the difference between the two Midrashim is that the second Medrash claims that he had the ability somehow to overcome it if he was able to. The first one says he was unable. He was young at the time, and he was in a situation where a certain piece of knowledge was revealed to him that he couldn't grapple with. You see, that's what I say the difference between the two Midrashim is. The second one criticizes him. The first one, he's simply an individual that found himself in a circumstance where certain knowledge became revealed to him, and he was unable to cope with that knowledge. That's the difference between two Midrashim. But they're both almost the same. And that's why the language of the Midrashim are very similar. They're both almost identical. Because they both mean that it was the situation of the Akedah and the knowledge of God's Hashgacha that was the problem. That area of knowledge was the problem. Okay? Yes? That's a good shot. Very good. It had to be done at that time, so he should reach that level before he gave over the brachas. Well, That's possible. But what you see from all this is the idea that there are two realms of knowledge, and each realm of knowledge is not something which is a simple matter, because you see the Yaakov Avinu studied in the Beis Midrash Shel Shem Veiva for 14 years, so it's an extensive type of knowledge. And similarly, the knowledge of how Hashgachas Hashem works for Klal Yisrael is a matter of Nevuah. Vayro, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Bekel, Shakai, Yishmir, Hashem, Le'nedata Lahem. I mean, it's a whole area of knowledge. It's not just a Maisa, not just an event, but it's an area of knowledge. And that area of knowledge was given over to Avraham Avinu. Yes. And ultimately, the highest level of that knowledge was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu. Was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes. I would say this, that the Ola Tamima resulted from that. Because what he saw at that moment was that I don't understand the Ashgacha and the Avtachas or anything. So he never invested any energy into the fact that he was the vehicle of the Ashgacha. See, an ordinary person, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to appoint him to be the vehicle of Kiddush Hashem, he'd be very excited. Be very excited, very happy. He'd feel, now I'm involved in something really great. So he would have a personal satisfaction out of the fact that he's the vehicle of the Ashgacha. Yitzchak was an Olah Tamima. After that experience where he saw Kibbutz Yitzchak with Karla Chazora, and it's completely unintelligible how it's completely taken away and removed, there was never even the slightest investment of energy in terms of himself personally gaining satisfaction from being the vehicle of the Ashgacha. And that was Olah Tamima. That's the concept of Olah Tamima. The experience changed him. The knowledge at the Akedah removed it completely. So from the Akedah emerged the two things. And Olah Tamima, everything he did was completely Lishma. And it was uprooted from him the ability to have any energy invested in his own personal satisfaction. That was uprooted from the incident of the Akedah. But also there was another side which was not good because he was exposed to knowledge that he was unable to handle. But that really is in line with the Shita Sayadis in general. That if you gain a perfection in a way from an event and it's not from you, you could gain something, but there's a loss as well. You see, if a person makes a gain because of his own efforts and chachma and knowledge, then the gain is a complete gain. But if a person, sometimes because of a situation, they make a gain, it could be a gain, it could be a great gain, but it doesn't mean, if he's a chacham, it could be, you have to be a chacham even for the experience. Nothing, there's no gain at all, just passive. Passive experiences don't make a person at all. That's a complete illusion. But a chacham can gain from an experience, but the gain can also contain a defect. Because that's what I'm saying. If it was just an experience, like everybody, people superficially say, experience is over. But if it was a matter of chachma, so then a mistake that takes place in an understanding of a thing, because of the situation, that's not so easy to undo. That's a different kind of phenomenon. What I'm saying is that at the moment that he saw that he saw the Ashgacha could be completely nekar, okay, and that means that man can never understand the Ashgacha. That idea remained with him all his life. That's a true idea. That you can't, the person or the individual can't know. So he saw a tremendous limitation and an inability in that area of knowledge. And that affected him. It's true that the Malach Hashem said the other way, but that didn't make a game out of the whole thing. The fact was that he was right when he saw that he didn't have any knowledge in terms of what's going to happen, and that could be that according to his knowledge, he was completely he didn't have any access at all to this area of knowledge, and the fact that the Malach Hashem. That didn't change that fundamental principle that he saw on the Akedah. That fundamental principle remained with him, and he realized that I'm far removed from any knowledge of the Hashgachas Hashem. That was a correct idea. Danny mentioned the Yonas and Ben Ezeel in Vayvorachei Vayomar Baruch Avram Lekel Al Yon Kaneshimayim Varetz. So the Tirgham Yonason says that Begin Sadikaya, here's a second. Yeah, here it is. Begin Sadikaya, Kanashamaya Vara. Says, and that was shame. Because it says, Malka Tzadika Hu Shame, by Noach. So, in Pirkei Avos, in the last one, it says the Brisa, Amish Kiyana Kanakash Baruch Balomo. So one of them is Avram. Avram Minayin Dechsiv, Avarcheva Yoma Baruch Avram Lekel Elyon Kone Shemayim Voretz. So it comes out, you see from the Brisa, that's what Shame was saying. That he was saying that Avram is a separate kinyan ba'olam, a separate institution of Ashgacha. So you see that was appropriate for Shem to make that statement because he was the master of the knowledge of the Ashgacha in general to call ba'olam. And he recognized that this is outside of that Ashgacha. This is a kinyan echad. This is higher. So therefore he said, Baruch Avram Lekel Elyon, that he demonstrated that a tzaddik can reach a certain level where the whole Ashgacha should establish him as a Kinyan Ba'olam, a separate institution of Ashgacha. So Shem was the one that recognized, and that was really the reason why Avram was successful. I think Ram says that was this, Rashi, Vagad L'Shemach Ve'Yibracha, because he was able to defeat his enemies with so few people, and that was all part of the Bracha and the separate Ashgacha. So Shem was makir that because of his knowledge of the Ashgacha in general. Very good. Yeah, there's no question that knowledge, which is a great knowledge, it's the greatest knowledge, but it requires nevuah for a person to know that. He's not going to know it by himself. No matter how great a chacham is, he's not going to know it by himself.
I'm pretty sure.